learning in yeshiva today is dedicated to the memory of Chana Devorah Bas Yisrael Aryeh and Yehuda Leib Ben Yosef. We had a little bit of lack of continuity, so I want to take you back, and I'm actually going to be away on Sunday and Monday next week. Just want to at least take you back to the world of the halachas of Mir La'akum. So we started talking about the scenarios where Mir La'akum is going to be permitted. You're allowed to tell a goy, a non-Jew, to work for you on Shabbos. Or where are the ways that that's going to be permitted? So we said basically there are two groups where that's going to be permitted. There's one where we mentioned there's four criteria which create the problem of Amir La'akum. If one of those four criteria are not met, we'll go through those again in a second. So it's not a problem if some of them are not met. Or alternatively, we have a case where it meets all of the criteria and really it is Amir La'akum because Chazal permitted it anyway. So those are two separate groups. Those are the two distinct groups of the Heter. So now let's go back to the first group. The first group were scenarios where we said there's four parts where the area Amir La'akum comes into play. A, there's a halacha of Amir, and you have to tell the guy to do something. B, there's the issue of the ma'aseh that he's doing for you, the action that he's doing for you. C is the issue of the benefit that you're getting out of it. And D is the ma'aseh when it appears like that the guy is doing it for you, even in a situation where he's not. So the cases that are going to be mutter are cases where there's not a mira, the ma'aseh is not being considered being done for you, therefore it's not your ma'aseh. We said that behind ma'aseh is the action is being done for you. There is the benefit is not there, and there's no ma'aseh. It does not seem to be that the goy is doing it for you, etc. So if you can get a scenario which is going to meet those four criteria, that you did not ask him to do it, he's not doing it for you, there is no benefits, and it does not look like he's doing it for you, it's going to be mutter. Where is an example of that? So we have to define some of our terms to understand that. So let's define the term of doing it, of a mirror. So we said there's something called hinting. So hinting in any way, shape, or form, we mentioned where you're indicating the person should do it, clearly indicating he should do it, that is not going to be mutter. But a person will make a statement that it's I can't sleep in this room, and he understands, well, it's light in the room and he can't sleep, so he turns off the light. I didn't ask him to do anything. The problem is the second step is he's doing it for me. He's turning off the light for me. And the third step is I'm getting benefits. So let's go to number three for a second. Number three is I'm getting benefits. Halacha differentiates, it's got to be this halacha between direct benefit and indirect benefit. Direct is I'm getting something. Indirect is when an obstacle is being removed. I cannot sleep because there's light there. I'm just removing the obstacle. That's not considered benefit for this purpose. So the dresh is number three. How about number two? So this actually is a very good question in halacha. It's a big question in halacha. Why exactly, if I have a going to come to do malacha for me, even without asking him, I told you have to stop him. So how is this case going to be any better than that? So there are two approaches in halacha. One is that's only a problem in the house of a Jew, and it doesn't apply when it's not my own house. That doesn't really help in most cases. There are some people who say that since there's no direct benefit, there's only an indirect benefit, that's not the case where I have to stop him. So since we set it up with number three, it's not considered a direct benefit. Therefore, I do not have to stop him when he's doing something which I did not ask him to do. So even though he's doing it intending for me, since I did not ask him to do it, and I'm not getting a benefit out of what he's doing, I'm allowed to do it. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. So therefore, that scenario which I just gave you, where a person cannot sleep and he wants to ask a non-Jew to turn off the light, thereby facilitating his ability to go to sleep, he cannot ask him to do that. But if he could say, without saying, turn off the light, he could say, I cannot sleep, and the person will turn off the light, that'd be fine. Now, let's say the guy says, oh, do you want me to turn off the light? You cannot say yes, because then you're asking him to do it. So you can just repeat again your original statement, and hopefully he will realize what you need. Okay. Bez Hashem, next week we'll go into these halachas. I want to give you one example of Maisa, but we'll go into some of the halachas more in detail next week. Good morning, and have a good Shabbat.